Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Track and Field.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Track and Field. The Tigers will be heading to two different competitions this weekend, one in Tuscaloosa, one in Miami, Florida. Auburn coming off of a fabulous Florida Relays in Gainesville, Florida. We're joined now by Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell. All right, I consider it a great meet for you. What does the head coach consider coming out of the Florida Relays for you, coach?
Well, Andy, we had ourselves a meet. It was clear that some of the things that I've been talking about for weeks that, you know, it's coming, we're almost there, we're nearly there. Well, we made it and finally put a full squad, especially on the men's side, performance together, I think worthy of the quality of athletes and the work of the staff and the support. And I think something that we could all be proud of. But, you know, it's just a start. I think there's a lot more that we can do. We need to get the women. We need to catch the women up a little bit to where the men are. But certainly it's something to get really excited about. We're doing some really nice things, some things that that we've been looking forward to getting done, you know, for quite some time, at least for my time here. And it also bodes well for where we think we could be and what we think, how we think we can finish come the NCAA championships.
All right. Well, let's kind of dissect what happened at Florida for you. Obviously, I guess the big headline was Favor Ashe in his 9.99.
Yes.
In the 100 meters. It wasn't the only superior performance.
No.
Especially
no,
for by, the Auburn men.
Yeah, not by any means.
Yeah.
You know, and actually that wasn't really much of a surprise to me because that's Favor just being Favor. The real surprise was just Jacoby Thorpe. You know, another young kid that we bought in here, true freshman, and ran I think our second fastest time in Auburn history, and one of the fastest times ever posted by a freshman, and this was just his first one. So he certainly is a name to look forward to following, and I think he's got some even better days and better performances ahead of him.
He ran 13.46.
Yes.
In the 110 hurdles. Was that a surprise to you, or was it just kind of waiting to see what he could do for you?
Well, I would say it's a bit of a surprise. You know, he's looked really good in practice, but you never quite know how a kid first time out, at least the outdoor season, is going to perform. You know, he false started last week in Florida, but the way he ran the race was just outstanding. He started really well, but I mean, his finish was just tremendous. And I think he and the kid from Nebraska, who was a finalist at the NCAA meet last year, ran the same time, but Jacoby just edged him out with a lean. So, you know, we think Jacoby's got some really big days ahead of him. We're gonna have to kind of keep him grounded and continue to work. But certainly we think he can be a scorer for us if he performs well when it matters.
And then when it came to the throws, you get a championship effort in both the shot and the javelin in Florida for you, coach.
Yeah, certainly. The winds are good. I wouldn't say Matt Ruff in the shot threw a little bit farther 2 weeks ago at Georgia Tech. And of course, Keyshawn certainly has thrown quite a bit farther. But you know, they won the events. They put themselves in pretty solid position. You know, we're looking for a bigger performance from Keyshawn. But you know, I think Keyshawn is a bit, probably for lack of a better word, you know, a bit of a victim of his initial success because he pretty much did something like Jacoby did his first time out last year, and then was injured himself and wasn't able to duplicate that performance. But so we're looking for something, you know, in the 184, 183 range, ultimately with Keyshawn. So quite honestly, it was a little disappointing. We thought he might throw maybe in the 179s, 180. Keyshawn's a 180 mid thrower, and we'll see that later on down the line as well.
All right. A pair of competitions for the Tigers this weekend, one in Tuscaloosa, one in Miami. Where are you sending your student athletes this week, coach?
Well, you know, at this point in the season, a meet like Florida Relays, they have some entry restrictions, and you can only bring a certain number of people. So some of our kids who are a little bit behind may need to develop a little bit more. They will be going to Tuscaloosa. And the athletes who are combined event athletes and a bit of our throws, a couple of our vaulters are going to travel down to Miami. The goal this week with the Miami group is to put up a good decathlon with Michael May and a good heptathlon with Elise Heddens and Paula Gravovo.
Do you like the start for your squad in the outdoor season thus far?
Oh, absolutely. We've had three very good meets in a row. We've had performances that are really noteworthy and have put us on the map, so to speak, every single week from one event group to the next to the next. I think the women had a really strong meet last week. The men, a real strong week this week. So it's all coming together. And at a certain point, I think we're going to reach a bit of a critical mass, so to speak, where we'll get all different components of our team performing at a high level. And we didn't even mention the our men's middle distance group. You know, we had four guys run in the 340s in the 1500, which is something that hadn't been done around here in a long time. And that event group has a lot more in its tank as well. So that, it's just really exciting. We've been talking about the things that we felt like the group of athletes that we've collected and attracted here at Auburn, performing at this level. It's just taken us a little while to get there. And now it's time for us to get everyone performing at a very high level at the same time. And that's what we're looking forward to doing as we approach the championship part of our season.
All right. That leads me to my last question then. Is there a competition before SECs that you're kind of pointing to for the entire squad, both men and women right now?
I would say it'd be a little bit difficult because certain events really need to do certain things and go certain places to get their performances that we think will kind of prove what they're capable of at the championship level. I would say Florida Relays. The Tom Jones meet next week when we go back down to Gainesville will be huge for us, but at the same time, we will be sending our distance runners out to California, and that's where most of them will run their best marks going into the championship season. We're looking forward to really putting on a show at our home meet. We're going to run all of our kids at home this year and try to highlight our kids and give them our team and give our Auburn fans an opportunity to see them live in our only home competition. And then we'll finish up with, what will be a really solid beat down in Baton Rouge. So I would say, as far as the full team's concerned, your best opportunity to see our full body of work will be at Tom Jones, and then following that, our home meet.
All right. Wish you all the best this week. Safe travels, Coach. War Eagle.
Thank you. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Leroy Burrell on This Week in Auburn Track and Field.